Sunday at 1 or 2 is what we do then, what I do then. That's the only thing that matters. None of this, what I tell you right now, is going to make a difference. What anybody else says is going to make a difference. It's all about Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Like, how eager are you talking about Sunday at 1 o'clock at Cleveland? Obviously, that's a former division rival of yours. You've been there plenty of times. So to open the season in that place, and you know, you've had some success there.
It's going
to
be fun. Like you said, I'm used to playing there. So it's not going to be a new stadium, anything. It's just different expectations. It's going to be kind of funny just, you know, going playing Cleveland in the Dolphins uniform. It's just, you know, with new teammates. Like, this is my guys now. So it's going to be fun, but it's going to be different. I'm excited to go out and show everybody why I'm here, you know, the impact that I expect to make week in and week out, and just go hard. We're ready to get a win in week one.
Mike, I'm thinking you probably had some epic battles with Joe Hayden over the years. Talk about that.
We go way back. This goes back to Ole Miss in Florida. You know, we Pouncey could tell you about that. He knows what happened. but he could tell you about that. But this goes way back. Joe's a great player. Like I was saying earlier to James, that the thing that made Joe a great player is that you're confident. I think, you know, he's real confident in his abilities. He's going to come out there. He's going to look sweet. He's going to wear all white. He's going to wear orange shoes. And, you know, he's going to amp himself up, and I think that's half the battle. When you look good, you play good. So, you know, he's going to feel good about himself. But I think I'm going to come out even sweeter because I'm going to really wear all white. So, you know, I'm going to have my swagger up too, so he better be ready on Sunday.
What's your best play against him? What's your best memory of him? I'm sure you had a good plays against him.
Honestly, for me, I'll take it back to the Florida and Ole Miss days when I took him like 70 yards. But I'm not going to say anything because he caught an intercept on me as well. Not that game, but. You know, since we've been in the NFL, he's made some plays on me. So it's a battle. I know it's going to be a long battle all day long. I'm excited about it. I'm going to sleep early, so I hope he go to sleep early because it's going to be a long day.
Does he move around the field with you?
He moved around. He shadowed me for the most part when we played the last 2 years. And I'm excited, man. He's a guy who you can really see where you're at. He's one of those upper echelon cornerbacks to where you can see it if you're ready or not. And I think, you know, I have to test it out and see if I'm ready. And, you know, I feel ready, and we'll see on Sunday.